This is the Life Truth Network.
Protectorate Productions presents a Lion's Den audiobook and drama podcast, Protectors of the Book, an allegorical fantasy by Nathaniel D. Caldwell. Chapter 2. Jadith Fates looked his small friend up and down before finally speaking once more. "So are you going to tell me, or do I have to earn the information somehow?"
"I wouldn't do that to you," Marino frowned.
Jadith touched his friend's shoulder.
"I know. I was only teasing you, my friend."
Marino smiled.
"I was here late one night when I saw two strangers pop in and sit in one of the corner booths."
Marino glanced around before continuing,
just making sure no one was eavesdropping.
"They talked in low voices, but I was close enough to hear and short enough not to be noticed."
Jadith simply nodded, imploring him to continue.
"They weren't elves, Jadith."
That got his attention.
"Are you sure?" "I'm sure they didn't have any elven ears I'd ever seen. Not one point, not a rounded tip, just round all the way. And short, not long. I've never seen ears like that. And their faces didn't look right, either."
Jadith thought this odd. But off-world visitors weren't unheard of, only rare.
"Okay, so what were these two talking about?" "One of the old ruins to the south. Apparently, it used to be an old temple."
"So?" Jadith asked. Marino's purple eyes lit up as he responded.
"An old Fatero temple."
Jadith nearly dropped the honey water in his hand.
"I'm listening,"